You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez. Texas restaurants are under pressure. Rising food costs, higher insurance, and shrinking customer spending are squeezing operators who already run on razor-thin margins. Emily Williams-Knight is president and CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association.
They don't have anywhere to go because the consumer is demanding value, but everything that they're trying to manage, all those costs are only going up. And that's where you're seeing restaurant closures come from.
Knight says immigration enforcement is shrinking the workforce and keeping potential customers at home.
But we've definitely seen a pullback in communities where there's a higher Hispanic population in Texas. We have seen further reduction in sales in those communities because it's not just not maybe going to work out of fear, but it's also not going out and spending money in places like restaurants.
The Texas Restaurant Association is lobbying Washington for work permits for long-term immigrant workers. Hear a longer conversation about rising costs and lack of labor in restaurants at tpr.org. Search for The Source. Questions remain over the two CIA officers killed in a vehicle crash in northern Mexico after a counter-drug operation. Stephanie Acorpi has more.
Two Mexican investigators were also killed in the crash while returning from an operation led by Mexico's armed forces to dismantle clandestine methamphetamine labs in the mountains of Chihuahua. U.S. and Mexican officials have offered conflicting accounts about the role of the Americans involved. President Claudia Sheinbaum said Tuesday her government will investigate the extent of any involvement by the CIA. The contradictions have reignited debate over U.S. participation in Mexico's security operations, as Sheinbaum faces mounting pressure from President Trump to crack down on cartels. The strategy is closely tied to cross-border trafficking routes through Texas, used for drugs moving north and firearms flowing south. I'm Stephanie Acorpi in Mexico City.
Accolades for the San Antonio Spurs are accumulating. On the tail of Victor Wembanyama's recognition as the NBA's Defensive Player of the Year, Spurs forward Keldon Johnson has been named the NBA's Sixth Man of the Year. The award honors the best performing player to come off the bench as a substitute. He's the first Spur to win the award since Manu Ginobili. Game 3 of the Spurs playoff series against the Trail Blazers is Friday in Portland. Rain and floods canceled the Texas Cavaliers River Parade Monday. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports the weather is cooperating for the remaining two major fiesta parades this weekend.
Marching bands like the UT Longhorns are big draws for both parades. The Battle of Flowers, the parade that really started Fiesta to commemorate the battles of the Alamo and San Jacinto that won Texas independence from Mexico, kicks off at 10:30 a.m. on Friday. The parade and Fiesta are a celebration of the city's diverse cultures. Parade President Kathleen LaFleur describes the theme of the parade.
This year's From Pages to Possibilities Parade will feature 200 entries and 10,000 participants.
The Fiesta Flambeau Parade kicks off at 7:45 p.m. on Saturday with a theme of adventures in Toyland. The president of the Flambeau Parade, Erwin De Luna, spoke with much pride about the parade.
The Fiesta Flambeau has been recognized as America's largest illuminated night parade.
Tickets were still available on Wednesday for some seats and bleacher locations along the parade routes. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
And you're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Norma Martinez.